T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Did a winner walk away from this debate today?
You know, I want to remain nonpartisan, and I never take sides here. So I thought that each candidate did a phenomenal job. It was substantive. Nobody attacked character. They actually addressed the issues.
Students won. Oh, I'm sorry.
And in my opinion, this is what a debate is supposed to be, an exchange of ideas. Not personal insults and accusations.
We've seen that at the presidential debates, but one of the candidates today referred to this as the gold standard for local debates. Tell me about how that feels, knowing that candidates have come to respect this and consider this essential in their campaigns.
Well, I'm very appreciative that the school allowed me to do this in 1984, and here we are 36 years later, and we're continuing the tradition. And we've had pretty much everything here at St. Joe's, and the candidates now want to come here because we are nonpartisan. We do not ask gotcha questions. And if we treat the candidates fairly, I think they are more likely to treat one another fairly and respect the rules of the debate, which went out in print to the candidates. And then I went over them again and reinforced the rules and told them that the mic would be turned off. We'll let you finish your thought. And they're always respectful of the rules here at St. Joe's, and I really appreciate that.
What did you think about the prep work that your students did getting ready for these questions? They had some very pointed questions on specific topics.
It's very interesting. When we first meet with them, it takes roughly 4 weeks. And when we tell them to go into the candidates' websites, and we tell them the areas to address. And initially, the first meeting does not go well. The questions are very basic. There's no context. But this is a school, so we want to have context around the question, not presume people know what a topic is, such as Medicare for All or any other issue. So I was thrilled with the work that they did, and the students remember this for the rest of their life.
How many among the students who prepared for this will be old enough to vote in a couple weeks?
Only, I don't know the exact number, but probably just a handful. But everybody here gets to vote next year, and I ask them who's voting, and every hand goes up. That's one of my objectives as a teacher of American government. I want people to participate in the democracy, not be spectators. We have no right to complain if we do not participate in this phenomenal system.
Tomorrow, everyone's going to be a spectator when it comes to watching the debate between President Trump and Joe Biden. What are you telling your students in advance of this debate tomorrow that's going to be watched by millions of people across the country?
Well, I'm going to tell my students to take another look at this debate, not turn it off. Let's see if it's conducted in a more diplomatic manner, if they are substantive, or if they engage in character assassination. I have been asked by one of the radio stations to be on Friday morning, and I'm going to talk about the debate and what happens. I've always been amazed that the Presidential Commission and its rules are so weak, and that the rules that we've had in place here for decades, they just are starting to introduce, such as controlling the microphone. You have to control the microphone. You cannot allow the loudest candidate in the room to take over a debate.
What do you think are going to be the biggest things that the president needs to do and what Joe Biden needs to do in this debate that's happening tomorrow? When you look at the debate, we know that the first one did not go well, did not get received very well.
Right.
What do they need to do differently to appeal to voters this time?
I think that the president has to stick to explaining the issues, his vision, if he's elected, for the next 4 years, and not to interrupt the Democratic candidate. Let him talk. He will either sink or swim based on his own words. It's not necessary for the president to talk over another candidate, because ultimately it comes down to ideas. So I think that Vice President Biden has to show that he has stamina, that he has some good ideas, and that he presents himself forcefully as well, and also not engage in attacks against the president. In the last debate, they both went down the rabbit hole. Trump interrupted him regularly, and he engaged in terms such as shut up and, you know, you're the worst president ever. That does not help the voters one bit.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.